defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone today. Oh, it's been very busy for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which is I had a couple radio interviews today. One of them, I was a guest on WABE in Charlottesville, Virginia, Albemarle County, of all places. Let me tell you a little bit about that county. Charlottesville, where the University of Virginia is a socialist bastion. It is a progressive socialist den. It is about dead center of the state of Virginia, and it is surrounded by red, literally surrounded by red. Albemarle County has not refused or denied Second Amendment sanctuary. They just haven't taken it up. And the odds that they will, yeah, what do we say? It's just nil, really. It's not going to happen in that county. It would be a shock if they did take it up to try to make a point. They would simply vote it down. It would be rejected. But the conversation I had with Rob Schilling on the Schilling Show on WABE in Charlottesville, I've been on his program before, was a good one. And he made no bones about the fact when he opened up his introduction of me, saying after he introduced me, he said, the brewing civil war here in Virginia. And then he made mention of how progressive socialist Charlottesville area, Albemarle County, where he is. And I took that, I said, boy, it is brewing in Virginia, isn't it? The conversation, I don't want to go over the whole conversation with you. I'm not going to do that. Premium members at Armed American Radio, I've already put it up there with permission of WABE. I recorded it off of my board and put it up on my website. It's behind the premium content. If you want to go get it, the premium content is a lot of fun. No holds barred. Satellite radio moment word is okay from time to time. It's $7.95 a month. You can go check that out if you want to join armedamericanradio.com, the premium content. A lot of stuff coming at you in that premium side. That interview in its entirety is up there should you choose to do that. Premium subscribers listening, you can go get that interview now if you didn't catch it already. But the folks in Virginia are standing pat and standing firm. Yesterday, I had a conversation long after business hours as I was relaxing, trying to unwind after a very, very busy day with a good friend of mine who happened to be a member of my wedding party many moons ago in a life many moons ago that I've known since I was 18 years old. I worked with him, and he is from Powhatan, Virginia. And we had a conversation about the standoff in Virginia right now. I have his permission. I'm going to record a phone call with him to bring to premium subscribers, but I'll put it this way. It's very volatile, and it's getting worse every single day. And talking to some of the people who are there, people I've known, or as just a guest on a radio show, you can hear the level of intensity in people's voices as they talk about this. They are amped to a level I've not seen in quite some time. That makes the situation far more volatile should the Democrats attempt to move forward with their threatened use of force. Not us. The Democrats, who have threatened force, military and law enforcement force, against counties and individual citizens who don't follow their edicts. I want to make this clear. I believe it was socialist AG in Virginia, Mark Herring, who made the following statement. I think he said something along the lines of, the law is the law, and the law will be followed. Slavery used to be the law, Mr. Herring. Slavery used to be the law. We have no obligation to follow unconstitutional law in this country. I could go on to other laws. We go back into the civil rights days. You want to go into what was law and what is no longer acceptable as law in this country. Various punishments that we had were law in this country years ago. It's not just the laws. You don't get to make up the law you want and then determine that you're going to enforce it when those laws are unconstitutional. Regardless, I'm going to move on from Virginia for a little bit today, but a very, very volatile situation brewing. Let me get to, because I'm going to tell you another personal story. My nephew was here with my sister and brother-in-law on their way back up to Ohio, stopping through on their way back up from Florida. So we had a little mini Christmas with my sister's family, or my sister, excuse me, my wife's family, and my nephew. He's 8 years old. And one of the toys we got him a Nerf gun. And you can, it's got an extended barrel on it. It's threaded. You can screw it on there. He said, oh, it looks like a big silencer. I said, in this house, we use the proper terminology. It is a suppressor. My brother-in-law kind of looked at me. I said, dude, it's a suppressor. And if you don't like it, you can leave the house. We use proper terminology in here. Just kidding. Kind of. Now there's a piece out that the Daily Wire is reporting this. And when you hear these things, and you tend to get a little bit of this stuff, this garbage from the progressive left, you know, these little wimpy snowflakes. Consumer group calls on Hasbro to stop selling assault-style Nerf guns. Now, we've been hearing this kind of crap from the wimpy left for a long time. Wimpy gun. I'm sure some kid is going to need a safe space if he gets one of these guns because of what he's heard at some school, depending on where he lives. But it's in New York. Does that shock you? A consumer group in New York has asked toy maker Hasbro to stop selling these supposedly assault-style weapons that fire foam Nerf darts. Now, we had fun with the Nerf gun here in the house for quite some time while he was here. I guess a couple days. It got a little bit aggravated. It was like, hey, put that thing away, and there'll Nerf things bouncing off your head all day long. But it's a good opportunity to teach some good safety to some gun safety, good gun safety to a kid that age. When we pointed out, don't point that at anybody else, etc. You can shoot at little targets. We set up little cans and all kinds of stuff. And the kid had a ball. Kid had an absolute ball. But if you're a wimpy little progressive socialist weenie who's scared to death of anything even remotely fun at all, here's my suggestion. Go hide in your safe space over the holidays. We're going to play with our Nerf guns, and we don't need you to tell us what we can and can't play with. My God. Who was it? Somebody, I'm getting the question. The Empire State Consumer Project. That's who did it. The Empire State Consumer Project. They wrote a letter to the Hasbro Board of Directors saying, and I quote, as the holidays approach, we are reminded of our mission to protect the safety of children. So I guess that means being a Grinch that can't have fun with a Nerf gun, right? Now, the question is, will Hasbro cave here? Do you want to make some predictions on that? The Empire State Consumer Project. Let me continue with some of their dopiness here. As we watch holiday toy commercials, we see the Nerf Ultra One and other extreme Nerf machine guns for children. You can't make this stuff up. A Nerf gun. As it won't even put your eye out, okay? As we watch holiday toy commercials, we see the Nerf Ultra One and other extreme Nerf machine guns for children and are reminded of mass shootings that have devastated American children and families for decades now. In these times, the TV ad for this product plays like a Saturday Night Live parody, except that it's not funny at all. Extreme Nerf machine guns. They have a commercial that they're talking about showing a child's parents giving him a bigger Nerf blaster until the child's grandmother shows up and gives him the Ultra One. So what happens is the kid keeps getting this Nerf gun and then a bigger Nerf gun and another bigger Nerf gun until the grandma shows up and gives him the Ultra One. A drum-fed toy that can hold 25 soft darts. Oh, no. Now, according to the group, it's a matter of this being a very vulnerable consumer group. Children buy what they see, and we're not sure this is driven by market demand for assault weapons toys by children or the industry creating the demand, which to me would say these people are so dopey, so stupid, so moronic, and so far out there. Who do you think the culprit is? The NRA and the gun industry is working in cahoots with Hasbro to create demand for assault weapons. These people have absolutely lost their mind. And it is getting harder and harder every single day in America to listen to this crap. It's harder and harder to do it. How hard is it, Mark? I can't even look at Twitter anymore. I can't even look at it. I look at that idiot David Hogg's feeds, and it's enough to drive you crazy. Just enough to drive you crazy. This kid's attacking white people now. It's just unbelievable what we see in this hate-filled social media 24/7 environment. It is absolutely outrageous. How outrageous? Brian Stelter, whatever his name is. You know what? I'm going to run out of time on it. I'll tell you when we come back, I'll tell you about a tweet that moron sent out. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Gunbroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone continues. I want to get back on that before I forget, on that moron over there at CNN, Brian Stelter. He put a tweet out this morning. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I've said this before. If you don't have to be on Twitter, for God's sakes, don't. Save yourself the aggravation. Save yourself the headache. This is one of the most hateful places you will ever find yourself. Is it a place? I mean, listen, did you hear what I just said? I catch myself saying this. Is Twitter a place? Twitter's not a place. Twitter is a cyber world you go to get really satellite radio momented word off. Does that make sense? If you know what a satellite radio moment word is, new listeners, satellite radio moment word is something I can't say on the FCC airwaves or I'm going to lose my job. And I don't want to do that. I do it on the premium content of the Armed American Radio page if you want to go check it out. But Brian Stelter, one of the worst of the worst fake news, unobjective, most biased people. I mean, he has a right to be that way. He can do anything he wants. But listen to the tweet he put out. Justice Neil Gorsuch is on Fox and Friends right now. The question, how is it appropriate for a Supreme Court justice to try to goose sales of his three-month-old book by chatting on one of the most partisan shows on TV? Now, from time to time, you've got to respond to some of these things. I catch myself responding to David Hogg from time to time. I know Sean. Sean's yelling at me, by the way. Telling me to forget that kid. And I can't help it, because without Twitter, he's just a nobody nothing, as is most of these people, as are most of these people. So I had to respond. As opposed to being on accurate, fair, and objective shows with accurate, fair, and objective journalists like you, I can hear the violins playing now. But that says a lot. When he says something like that, it tells you a lot about what's in these people's heads. Because anybody who disagrees with them is wrong. He is righteous. He is a leftist. He is a socialist. He's right. Well, we were talking about AOC a couple days ago on the Monster broadcast when I opened up the show. She can't believe not everybody thinks like her because that's what she's been taught her entire life. Dangerous. Let's go across the pond very quickly. Let me make an analogy before I move on to some other topics. In Great Britain right now, in the UK, there is now a full generation born and raised having no idea of the right to bear arms that they used to have in Britain. None. Because it was taken away from them prior to the birth of this generation. These kids are now in their 20s and pushing up into their 30s now. And that's what they have in store for us. And people like Brian Stelter actually believe, how can Gorsuch go on Fox and Friends? They're so biased. Why are they biased? Because they disagree with him. He can't stand that. Obviously, he's ticked off. He's not on his show. But this is the type of mentality that we're talking about. This is what's prevalent right now in Richmond, Virginia. And this is extremely dangerous. So I'm going to give you some advice one more time. If you do not have to be on Twitter, for God's sakes, don't. And if you are and you can afford to get rid of it, just throw it out. Get rid of it. You don't need to live your life in this place, in this fake, phony, cyber, hate-filled world. Golden State Warriors head coach. This lunatic moron is at it again. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Steve Kerr. He's the basketball coach that should be basketball coaching and getting out of my face and your face, but he can't. He just doesn't have it in him. And when you know, it's funny, when you look at these people, you can tell. You can tell who he is by looking at him. Maybe it's just because I know. But nonetheless, he can't stand your right to bear arms. He hates you. He hates your freedoms. He is as far left as they get. It's not coincidental that they come from San Francisco. Take a listen to this. He has jumped the NRA. Now, look, it's easy to jump the NRA right now. I've been jumping them for a while, but I've been jumping them as a member, trying to fix the situation over there, trying to get rid of current management that I believe put us in this predicament, that I believe if we get rid of, we can fix. But that's an internal family fight. I'm a member of the NRA. I don't work for them. I'm not on their payroll. They don't ask my advice for squat. I don't offer it to them. But on December 9th, Steve Kerr jumped all over the National Rifle Association again at a basketball game. He told a local reporter at a home game, "Our government officials have to decide that the safety of our citizens is more important than the money they receive from the NRA. He was talking to the San Francisco Chronicle at the time. And during that conversation, at a basketball game he was coaching, at home, he's talking about background checks on firearms. So apparently this idiot didn't get the memo that every mass killer passes background checks. These people don't care. And my question to Steve Kerr is, why are you telling me this at a basketball game? Go coach your basketball game and shut your trap. It's a basketball game." But this is the hate-filled left doing everything they can to alienate us, trying to half the nation. Think about it. Now, I'm gonna move, well, before I move forward, let me wrap up with Steve Kerr. This is not the first time that Steve Kerr has done this, hardly. He's been doing this for a long time. Here's a comment that he made, and I don't know where this was, but listen closely. This is a quote from an NBA basketball coach who feels it's his place, instead of coaching basketball and entertaining people, that he wants to get in your face with his politics. And here's what he said. "We have to get rid of bump stocks. We have to get rid of high-capacity magazines. We have to get rid of semi-automatic weapons." That's correct. Steve Kerr, the basketball coach, doesn't believe you should be able to have a bump stock, doesn't believe you should be able to have a standard capacity magazine. He's too stupid to know the difference between standard and high. Or is he stupid like a fox and he's just using the bullet points because he's smarter than we're giving him credit for? And he thinks we have to get rid of semi-automatic weapons, that you have no right to own a semi-automatic weapon, which is essentially every weapon but your revolver and maybe your pump-action shotgun. That's Steve Kerr. My question to you is, who do you think gives a crap what you think outside of a basketball arena? I can't even watch it. I like basketball. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever been to an NBA game? I have. Do you know how expensive it is to go to an NBA game? The NBA players are the highest paid professional athletes in America. I don't know if you knew that or not. And there is a reason. It's either there's a reason they're the highest paid, or there's a reason that the tickets are as high priced as they are. You look at it however you want to look at it. The fact of the matter is it's one and the same. Obviously, it's the economics. Hundreds of dollars for a seat in an arena to watch a basketball game. It's ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. And like the NFL, who is suffering from empty seat syndrome across the country, I would love to see that happen to the NBA. Because we don't care what Steve Kerr thinks. When I come back, I want to get personal with you a little bit. I went a little bit ahead with Steve Kerr more than I wanted to, but that's okay. It's a fun conversation. It's easy to rag these people. It really, truly is. But I've gotten to a point in my life that there's one person I just don't think I can stomach anymore. When we come back, I'll tell you who it is. And it's painful. It's painful. If you've been listening to me long enough, you may know who it is. But I think I've finally reached that point of no return. We'll be back after this. I'll explain it.
Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Let me give you some updates on some cool stuff getting ready to pop. The last Sunday of the year, December 29th, I'm going to be giving away three GunBroker.com range bags. Three of them. Boom, we're going to blow them out. I am hopeful. I can't make a promise here because I haven't yet wrapped this up. But if I can structure this properly, I want to be able to give away two winners, the runner-up and the grand prize winner of the North American Arms revolvers as well. One of them, my pick out of my own safe for you that's being matched by North American Arms. Speaking of North American Arms, please continue to call North American Arms. Go to the website. I'll tell you how to do it. If you don't want to do that, I'll tell you in just a second. Go to the NorthAmericanArms.com website, real simple, NorthAmericanArms.com, bottom of the page, phone number, grab it, call it. When someone answers the phone, North American Arms, say, hi, I heard on Armed American Radio, I get a free hat. You do. They send it to you immediately. It shows up in about 3 days. I've got tons of emails from you getting your free hats. I love it. Not only do you get the free hat, you're also set up to win the gun from North American Arms. Over on my end, if you don't want to get the free hat, you want to get in the running for my gun over here, real simple, armedamericanradio.com. After you're there, perusing the site, checking it out, brand new site, go check it out. A little pop-up in the middle will come over and say, hey, do you want to jump in on the North American Arms? Just say yes or no. If you want in, hit yes, give me your name and address, boom, off you go. Name and email address, boom, off you go. It's free. We don't sell anything. It's just simply for the North American Arms giveaway. There you go. Two ways to do it. Also, I want to remind you, too, Defender Coffee's got the giveaway going on right now. Just write the review over at defendercoffee.com if you've tried any of their roasts. I've had 3 cups of their coffee today. Not going to have any more today. 3 cups is enough for me today. Rebel Roast and Freedom Roast. I had both. I had a little bit of Rebel Roast left. I didn't realize that. But I could go over there because I've had 2 of the roasts, and I could enter twice by writing a review for each of those roasts. It's real simple to do. DefenderCoffee.com, write a review on the roast that you've tried. If you've tried 3 or 4 reviews equals 3 or 4 entries. And guess what happens? Your name is in there 3 or 4 times to win the 5 bags of coffee, about an $82, $85 deal, somewhere between $80 and $85 free to you. So take advantage of that. All right, let me go back to Steve Kerr briefly for just a second, because Steve Kerr has not yet figured out that we don't care what he has to say. So before I let him go, I just want to point this out. The Warriors, what are the Warriors? I think they're 5-23 or something. They're in last place in the Western Conference. Good for them. Couldn't have happened to a more liberal bunch of dopes. Here's what has to happen in San Francisco, by the way, Steve. You really want to get real? I saw the video yesterday of the man defecating in the grocery store in San Francisco. All right? Go fix your stinking city and cut your gun control garbage. Go fix your crap literally in your own city before you start lecturing the rest of America. Call Pelosi. Hold hands with her and walk the streets. They're so disgusting. They'll literally make you sick. Unbelievable, these people. Unbelievable. But my constitutional rights, it's easier to infringe on those. Go fix your city, pal. Nasty, disgusting place, unfortunately, as you progressives wreck a great American city. Jeez, oh, Pete, just amazing, incredible. Go fix it, bro. I mentioned somebody along these same lines. This is always, oh, you know what, before I do that, I'm going to tease that for a minute. Great quote from a listener sent me an email yesterday. It came in, says, in Liberty, from Craig Webb in Tyler, Texas. I'm not going to go through the first part. He was referencing Virginia, Blackface, Northam's National Guard. But there was a couple quotes that he sent, one of whom was from Northam. They can continue to have their meetings. That means we. Especially if you live in Virginia, that's who he's referring to. This is from your governor. They can continue to have their meetings. They can continue to make sanctuary counties. But we're going to do what Virginians have asked us to do. Virginians haven't asked you to do that. Virginians in several counties did. This is why, again, we have an electoral college nationally so that this kind of garbage doesn't happen at the federal level. Yes, I know. They want to wreck that too for this very reason, so that they can do what's happening in Virginia, run roughshod over the rest of the country. New York, liberal bastions out in California, San Francisco. They can give you the rest of the country. Won't matter. It won't matter. But he followed that up with a subsequent quote. Once vigorous measures appear to be the only means left of bringing Americans to a due submission to the mother country, the colonies will submit. Let me repeat that. Once vigorous measures appear to be the only means left of bringing Americans to a due submission to the mother country, the colonies will submit. King George III. What kind of vigorous measures was the king referring to? Killing Americans, war, battle. That's the only means left of bringing Americans to a due submission to the mother country. The colonies will submit. When you have one of Blackface Northam's minions threatening the use of force against citizens in his own country, this should alarm you. Regardless of what party you are, as an American, this should alarm you. Unfortunately, the division between left and right is so great now that it doesn't alarm the other side. And it won't. It won't. If you're intellectually honest, it might, but so many aren't anymore. It just doesn't make any difference. Vigorous measures in Virginia if certain people don't stand down. Remains to be seen. The ball's in their court. This part of this conversation, and I know I'm covering a lot of different things with you today, but I can. We've spent so much time on Virginia lately. We're going to continue to monitor that. But this thing with Kerr reminded me. My dad loves mob movies. I love mob movies. Mob movies. I'll get that out. Mob movies. My father loves a good mob movie. I mean, who doesn't love Goodfellas? Or the Godfather films. I mean, who doesn't? Save for one of them. Most of them are great. Who doesn't love, A Bronx Tale? Great movies. Casino. And I could name others. But who doesn't? I mean, these are fun movies to watch. And Robert De Niro has been so good in these movies for so many years. He's built his career on that. So good at it that we think of Robert De Niro as a mobster, right? Analyze this. Great movie. Mobster, funny with Billy What's-His-Face, He's the quintessential mobster. We tend to think of him as a real mobster. He's not. He's a loudmouth socialist actor. And as you grow and as time goes by and he becomes more prevalent, he becomes more vocal with his hatred of anyone who disagrees with his progressive socialist values. At first, I give him a pass years ago because and we've had this conversation on the show many times. I subscribe to it this way. Look, if you refuse to watch or listen to anybody who disagrees with you, you're never going to watch a movie. You're never going to listen to any great music. So at some point, you got to be willing to put aside some certain things. I can look past some certain things Keith Richards or Mick Jagger has said over the years because I'm a huge Rolling Stones fan from the time I was a kid. Now, there are certain people who fit into this mold that I just can't get over. Bruce Springsteen sucks. I don't care what you say. His music sucks. His politics suck. I don't want anything to do with him. He's not welcome on my radio, and my kids know it. When he pops up on a radio, if I'm listening to the radio, they'll jump over the back to get that thing turned off because they know I can't stand listening to the guy. Because he's in my face constantly, and I don't appreciate it. Sean Penn, same way. There are others. I think it's a combination of the fact that I don't like his music, in large part because I don't like him. That combination came together at a certain point in my life when my political viewpoints were falling in line with where I am today many years ago, and that was a part of it. When we come back, I'll explain it a little bit more and tell you where I'm at today. Then we'll cover a few more things before we end today's Tuesday edition of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. They just keep throwing more stuff at us, man. Keep sticking around with us every day. We're going to cover something fun. Be back right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Right back at you. What I can't. Was I too harsh on Bruce Springsteen? I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of people who like his music. I just can't stand it. And that's my opinion. You can disagree with me, and that's fine. I don't mind. We'll disagree on those things. Some type of music I like, some I don't. Like I said about Bruce's music, it's not my bag of tea. It wasn't when he was coming up. It just wasn't. I just never liked his music. But if I was too harsh on him, you like Bruce Springsteen, I apologize. Because like me, you've probably given him a pass if you like his stuff. And you know, that's fine. In fact, let me go back, if I could, to the Robert De Niro thing. I love a good mob movie. His new movie out, The Irishman, enough time has gone by with me, I'm not even sure how to really explain this, other than because I've always given him a pass because I've seen the movies. It's kind of like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I couldn't tell you any work Sean Penn has done since. I couldn't tell you. I can't stand the guy. Won't watch anything he does. I will watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Because I saw it years and years and years ago before I knew what he was, I think he knew what he was. So we're kind of past that there. But I can't watch anything new. Robert De Niro, I mean, my gosh, you take it all the way back. Some of the greatest mob flicks ever made in this country. Robert De Niro's done an amazing job. And he really has. He's a phenomenally talented actor, which is why I hate to say what I'm about to say. But his hatred of Trump is his hatred of me. And frankly, it's his hatred of you. Whether you voted for Trump or not, he's attacking American values. His hatred, he's a progressive leftist socialist, multi-gazillionaire, like a Michael Moore, this incredible hypocrite who surrounds himself anytime he's out in public with armed security. Anytime he's out at one of these events, he's surrounded by armed security. He's made millions off the system that he can't stand. I promise you, if he's got money in the stock market, and you know damn well he does, he's made a ton of money in Donald Trump's economy. The hypocrisy drips and stinks off of these people. And they come out and they lecture me about, and he talks about how much he hates the president of the United States. None of us spoke the way he does about Barack Obama like he does about Donald Trump. I couldn't stand everything about Barack Obama, But I respected the fact that Barack Obama was the president. And if someone said to me, who's your president? I would have said, well, reluctantly, I didn't vote for him, but Barack Obama's the president. And in the times of national crisis, I would have rallied around Barack Obama as the president. I'm not so sure that these people will do that, because they're so un-American at this stage of the game, and they are so filled with hate and rage. And the more I see, because he's out there, his vulgarity towards the president of the United States, which is his vulgarity towards me and my values, it makes me sick to my stomach, and I'm beginning to take it personally. The more he becomes, you know, more obvious, when I say more obvious, more vocal, we know how vocal he is, but it's more prevalent. He's putting himself out there in more situations that we're seeing and we're hearing this. And some terrible, terrible, awful things. The threat of violence, I'd punch him in the face. This is nonsense from an actor. Robert De Niro is not a tough mobster. He's a wimpy actor. That's all he is, a wimpy actor. Who made a statement the other day? I couldn't believe this. Donald Trump wouldn't live long in our world. You're not a mobster, De Niro. You're an actor and a hypocrite. So I said that because now The Irishman's out and I'm sitting here wrestling with this. So I tried to watch it. The moment I saw him, I had to force myself through. I had to watch the movie, and I did. I had to watch it, 3 hours and 20 minutes of it. Every single scene he was in, I could not get past the fact. It never left me. I never got past it. All I could hear was and see was his hatred. Because in this movie, I didn't see him as a great actor playing a character. I didn't see his character. I saw the hateful, vile, progressive socialist that this man has become, who has Donald Trump living in his head, rent-free, which is always good to know, by the way. It's fun to watch him pop like that, isn't it? But I could not get past that, and I tried. I couldn't. I won't watch the movie again. I don't care about it. It's done for me. We've broken up, and I can't stand it anymore. And that's, you know when you get to that point, and I know many of you, you understand what I'm talking about. You've reached that point yourself. As I said, I apologize for my Bruce Springsteen comments. Maybe you like Bruce Springsteen. Maybe it hasn't gotten past that. Maybe he hasn't been vocal enough lately. You haven't seen him talking crap lately enough, as De Niro has, that you can put up with it. And go listen to Born in the USA. Go listen to the lyrics of that, by the way. But it pains me to have to say that. But I'm finished with Robert De Niro, as I am. And let me tell you, when I finish the NFL, I'm done. I couldn't tell you who quarterbacks a team. Couldn't tell you who's in the playoffs. Couldn't tell you how old Tom Brady is. Couldn't tell you anything about the NFL. Nothing. Haven't watched it. Shut it off. Haven't cared a bit about it. Don't care. Nothing about it again. It's out of my life. 3 years now. Couldn't be happier to have my Sundays back. I got to work Sundays anyway. Nonetheless, let's move on quickly. Congressional deal could fund gun violence research for first time since the 90s. I don't have enough time to talk about this with you right now, but we're going to make time for this, probably with Mr. Gottlieb, definitely with John Lott. As you go through what they're talking about here, and it's a little bit complicated, but you've got to go. It's pending final approval. It's part of a negotiation over an off-year spending bill, a budget deal. And, of course, you've got Democrats all over this. And I'll quote, "The epidemic of gun violence is a public health emergency." Where have we heard that before? Everything's a public health emergency with Democrats. So they want the CDC to have millions of our taxpayer dollars so that they can line up research that agrees with them that they can use as a tool to come after us. And we put a stop to this years ago. But apparently we're getting a little bit closer, so we're going to keep our eyes on this and watch what happens. You've now got every radical leftist university professor who hates your right to bear arms clamoring to get their hands on some of that government money because it keeps them in business and pays their bills. And trust me when I tell you this, their results are not going to be favorable to you as a gun rights supporter. In fact, it's going to be just the opposite. We already know that. That's why we put a stop to it, say over 20 years ago. And in today's day and age, in today's environment, this is what you want, is more university professors who have proven themselves to be nothing but a bunch of radical leftist, progressive, now socialist, with tens of millions of government dollars, funding and effort to come after what they already view negatively as the right to bear arms, because they now equate us as law-abiding people, gun owners, with all guns being bad, and they're going to do everything they can with an agenda to get this. Here, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say this. To actually hunt out and seek out that information, which actually, and get this, here we go, finds what they believe to be the case, and they're going to manipulate the data to prove that. We've seen it time after time after time. John Lott in the crime research. Come on, the CRPC, the Crime Research or Crime Prevention Research Center, excuse me, CPRC, is the only countermeasure we have to this stuff. Now, I don't know about you. I'm going to throw a shameless plug in for John right now. It just reminded me of that. But I got a letter from him yesterday. We're almost at the end of the year. He's got until, I think, the 25th till Christmas, and he's got some matching funds available to him, and it might not be a bad idea to head over there and throw him anything we can. Because there's nobody else. Believe me, when this stuff passes and the liberal socialist gun haters get their hands on that money, it ain't going to be fun for you. In fact, they're all going to stand up and say we need to do more about gun violence. And these studies prove it. John Lott is the only countermeasure we have. Wow. See, I could go so many different directions. I don't want the program to end today, but I have to cut it because the clock is going to cut me off. Here's the deal. Let me leave it with you there. Let me leave it with you here. Tomorrow we're going to get up and do it again. They don't want us to, which is why we're going to do it. Plus, we have so much fun giving you all this information. Until we meet tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And do us all a favor. Say a prayer for Virginia.